Maseches Shkalim. Of course, Yushkalim is a Yushalmi. It's quite different than the Bavlis for many, many reasons. We'll see there's not too much of a flow. There's not so much back and forth question and answers. There's a lot of different Amorayim, some the same Amorayim, but pronounced or spelled differently. And there's a bunch of issues with Girsalos. We'll be skipping some lines and words depending on how we're guided here. But it's learning nonetheless. So the mission begins. Hashkalim Nabez be'echad ba'adar nashmin al hashkalim. And I should first say sorry. The learning is being sponsored by Stephen and Israel Perlich, the Nishmas Israel's mother, Sarah Charna Bas Moshe Alexander, right? And also Lila Nishmas. Someone else had asked me Yitzchak Meir ben Gershom. Okay, so the mission begins be'echad ba'adar nashmin al hashkalim. That the first day of Adar, they begin to make announcements, hachrazos, that people should start bringing the shkalim together as they prepare for taking the new fund for the karbanos, as we'll see in the Gemara, that Aleph Nisan is when they'd start taking the shkalim for the new fund for the upcoming karbanos, so you have to get all the funds in prior to the date of Aleph Nisan. So then the Mishnah says, there also would be mashmin al haklaim, that they'd make sure that any klayim that would grow together to make sure that sorry, Jeremy's just texting me in the shir, so I'm just a little distracted. I have to explain why I'm being distracted. So mashmin al klayim, that when anything's growing together, any grapes and any wheat, so that it should be removed and make sure they don't overgrow, because now there's time when things begin to grow, of course, in Adar. And b'chamisha asar bo Koronis and Megillah, 15th of Nisa of Adar, rather, is when we'd read the Megillah, Bekrachim, in the cities, and then that's the walled cities, and Mesaknin es Adrachim, they'd also fix the streets, because after the long rainy season and the winter and the snow, so the streets weren't so good, there were cracks, there were potholes, they had to fix it. So the Mefarshim explained they weren't just fixing it stam to have nice streets to drive on, it was for the purpose of a mitzvah. What was the mitzvah they needed streets for? So Ol Regel, most of the Farshim say Ol Regel, that's where they could go Ol Regel, Pesach's coming up soon. The Rambam says they had Drachim for the purpose of sending them to Ari Mikla, for those who were Tzayach B'Shogeg need to flee to Ari Mikla. So then they needed to have a proper path, and they actually had signs pointing where the Ari Mikla were. That was the need for fixing the Drachim. And then the Mishnah says Vesvarchovos as well, the streets and the big streets, the small streets, Ves Mikvos, Hamayim, also the Mikvos had to also be fixed. Now there are a number of different explanations why the Mikvos needed to be fixed, but it has to do with the rainwater versus the water that would be flowing and the springs. So the Mikvos had to be checked and fixed. And then Veosin Kol Tzarchei Rabim, and any other matters that were needed to be taken care of as part of the Tzibor would be needed as well. So the Bidin Shulma asks, what was the need to do Tzarchei Rabim B'tes of Adar? I understand all the other things, why there's an Indian of fixing the mikvahs because of the rain and the streets and the roads, but why Dafka, why the Tzarchei Rabim? So he explains based on the Gemara and Shabbos, Laman Gimel, that when Yaakov Avinu experienced an ace, so he wanted to fix something. There's an Indian when you experience an ace, you're supposed to fix something, make some tikkun in the Olam, to fix something in the world. So the Bidin Shulma explains that what month other than Adar has the greatest Nisan that we experience? One could, I guess, contend that maybe Nisan, but Adar is a month that's full of Mazel, the month of Nisim. So therefore, as a response to that, we have to take upon ourselves to fix something as Tzarchei Rabim. Then the Mishnah says, Metayanin es HaKvaros, they have to mark off where the Kvaros were, and there are different ways they will do. I think this summer we're going to learn more Katan Amir Tashem, so we're going to go through the first parak, how exactly they would mark off the different Kvaros, where the base Kvaros were, but they mark it off to make sure no one would walk over and become Tameh, whether it be a Kohen, whether it be a person who's eating Kadshim, to make sure that you know where to stay away from Tumah. And then finally the Mishnah says, again, Metayanin es HaKvaros V'yotzin Af Alaklaim. What does this mean? They'd also go out, they'd send people, not only would they make announcements, but they'd even send people out to go check and make sure that nobody was involved in klayim. The Gemara now asks, Lama be'echad be'adar? Why in the first of Adar did we start announcing about this shkalim? Kadesh yaviu yisal shiklayim? In order that the Bnei Yisrael should bring their shkalim, bo'nasim in the proper time, v'tisareim trumas alishcha min achadashu bizmana. And therefore, when they could take the trumas alishcha, which means when they would take the money out of the fund, they could take it out at the proper time, which is be'echad b'nisan. So Echad B'Nisan is with a new fiscal year for the Beis HaMikdash. So all the funds had to be in before that. So you give them a month in advance to make sure that they're giving it in time. And then Mar Rebbe Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Trumas Alishcha Ketchilasa. The Trumas Alishcha was separated when we take the new funds. The way it was done initially when the Mishkan was around, Dichsiv Vayhi Bechodesh HaRishon, it was the first month, which is Nisan. B'Shana Hashen is the second year. Be'echa L'Chodesh, the first day of the first month, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Who come on Mishkan? That's when the Mishkan went up. That's when everything started with regards to Karbanos. So to every year thereafter, you have to start the fiscal year is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the basis for this idea of bringing Shkalim prior to the other time. Now the Gemara says, V'tana Allah, it's the Brisa comments on this. Bayom Shukam Mishkan, the day that the Mishkan went up, Bo Bayom, that very day, Nitrama Chuma, and that day went up, they also start to separate the Chuma from the funds. Rabbi Tavi, Rabbi Yoshaya, Bishem Kahana, has he know this? Nemar Kan Chodshe, V'nemar Lahalan Chodshe. It says the Gzer Shav Chodshe Chodshe. Ma Chodshe Shinemar Lahalan, Ein Monin El Minisan. Just like the Chodshe that appears later on, it's referring to counting months from Nisan. So Af Chodshe Shinemar Kan, so too the word Chodshe that appears here in this context of the Mishkan, Ein Monin Ella Minisan, is also a reference to the Nisan. So Amar Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yonah says, Shavik Rabbi Tava Rosh Demasisa. Rabbi Tava completely erased the first part of the Brisa of Amar Sofa. He only said the Sofa. Dal Kan Kehada. You should really read the Brisa as follows. Detani. I'm going to give you the whole Brisa, so now you can really appreciate what the drush is. It says, Zos Olasa Chodesh Bechadsho, that the Ola has to come from the Chodesh Bechadsho, the month in the month. Yachal Yehe Torim B'chol Chodesh V'chodesh. You might think it means every single month you have to take a new truma. Tamalomar B'chodesho L'chodeshe B'chodesh Echa. No, B'chodesh. Only 1 month do you have to take truma. Torim L'chol Chodesh Hashana. There's one Chodesho, there's one Chodesh that's going to be a separation of money for all the Chodesh Hashana, for all the months of the year. So when does that take place? Which is the month? Yachal Be'ez Chodesh Yir. So maybe you could pick whichever month you want to take the Chumas Alishcha, to take the Shkalm out. So that's what the Gemara says, the Seifa, that's what Rabbi Tavi quoted before, only the Seifa, Ne'mar Kan Chodshe, Ne'mar Lahalan Chodshe, Mal Chodshe, She'ne'mar Lahalan Ein Monin El B'Nisan. Just like when Chodshe is referring to Nisan, so to Af, Chodshe, She'ne'mar Kan, the word Chodshe that appears by this pasuk of Zos Olas Chodesh B'Chodshe, is referring to Ein Monin Ella Minisan, it's referring to from Nisan. So that's the source that the fiscal year for the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash is from Chodesh Nisan. Okay. Now the Mefarshim asked the question, I saw this quote in the back here, that the Cheshek Shlomo asks if the need for Achraza, for the Shkalim, if you need to send out messengers and announcements to start collecting your Shkalim and start bringing them in, so why do you need to read Parsha Shkalim? One of the reasons why we read Parsha Shkalim, there's a big machlokas, but he's making an assumption here. The reason why we read Parsha Shkalim B'Tzibor is it's at some level of an announcement that now is the time to start bringing Shkalim. That's why they instituted it as part of the Dalet Parshios. The first one is Shkalim. So we listen, we say, now is the season, so let's start bringing the Shkalim in. So why do you need, in addition to Parsha Shkalim, you also need to have them send out messengers as well as a Hachraza? You already have the Achraza with a reading of Parsha Shkalim. So the Cheshek Shlomo answers is that not every village was Zocha to have a Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibor. We take that for granted, but we learned in Maseches Megillah that not every place had 10 Batlanim to have a minyan and to have Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibor. So for the communities that had a tzibur and they read from Kriyas HaTorah Parsha Shkalim. So that was their announcement. The messengers only went out to those small villages that didn't have Kriyas HaTorah. That was their hachraza. That's what the Cheshek Shlomo explains us. Okay. Mar says, Ma'u Mashmin, what were they call out? So Rav Huna Amar Machrizin, they would make a hachraza, make an announcement. Hey Chamad As Amar, like it says, Vayitnu Kol Bihuda Ubiushalayim. They had sent out a voice, a sound throughout Yehuda and Yerushalayim, and the Mefarshim on the side here explain that the rest of the pasuk is referring to. It says Maseis Moshe Eved Hashem. It's a reference to Shkalim. So they would send out a call. They'd send out announcements that everybody should start bringing in the Shkalim for the Karbanos. Okay. There's a big discussion with Shkalim. I gave one of the Sunday shiurs about the nature of Shkalim, but Pashup Shad is the purpose of Shkalim is so that everybody could have a certain, to fund the Karbanos. That was the point. The goal was to fund the Karbanos. That's one element. The other element is really that it's supposed to be a kapara for those who give it. It's a several, the pasuk refers to as a kapara. It's a kapara when you give it. But now after they collected millions of dollars of Shkalim, they may as well use it for something positive. So then they bought it for the Karbanos. But that wasn't the Iker goal necessarily. So that's the big machlokas. Was it for the purpose of the Karbanos, or is the purpose as a kapara? But as an afterthought, they use it for Karbanos as well. And there are a number of nafkaminas throughout this. Fine. So the Gemara now says, Taman Taninan. Taman, again, the language, the whole syntax of Masechah Shkalim and all Yerushalmi is very, very different than Bavli. So there's a lot more Aramaic here as well. So Taman there, Taninan, we learn in the Mishnah Masechah Megillah, Ein Bein Adar Harishon Adar Sheni, Ela Mikra Megillah, Umatanos Lev Yonim. There is only two differences between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni on a year where there's a Ibur Shana, where there's 2 months of Adar. So the only difference is that Adar Sheni, if you read Adar Rishon, if you read Megillah and give Matanos Lev Yonim Adar Rishon, you have to give it again in Adar Sheni. You were not Yotze. As opposed to simply reading here, if you had the Suda in Adar Rishon and you sent Shach Manos in Adar Rishon, you would be Yotze and you would not have to repeat it again in Adar Sheni. Now, the Bavli goes at great length explaining three different shitas of how to understand the Machlokas here, but this is the simple reading of the Yushalmi. So the Gemara says, comes along Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, af shimua shkalim uklayim b'nayim. There's two other nafkaminas, that if you made announcements about shkalim and klayim, adar aleph adar rishon, it wouldn't help, because you have 60 days till you have to collect the shkalim. If you know if there's an extra month, so we know that why is an extra month in Adar? Because the seasons are off. It's not spring yet. So you tell the guys to start looking out for klayim. Nothing's growing on the ground yet. It's going to be a unnecessary or really, it will be an announcement that really won't affect much. So there's another nafkamina. If you make an announcement in Adar Rishon and turns out they add another month, you have to make another announcement of shkalim and klayim in Adar Sheni as well. So those are two other nafkaminas that the Bavli actually does not make mention of. Now, Rabbi Chalbo, Rav Huna, and I'm skipping the next line here. Am Rabbi Yosi, V'yeyosi, yeah, this is correct. Yes means nachon, this is correct, this is emes. Kulum Amru, he's going to say what I just explained to you. Kulum Amru, Mashmim al Shkalim. What was the reason why we have announcements of Shkalim? Lo Kadesh Yavu Yisrael as Shiklaim Bonosam. Is it not so that Klai Yisrael bring their Shkalim in its right time for Aleph Nizan? And now, Imat Amar Ba'adar Rishon, if you gave the announcements in Adar Rishon, Ad Kadon, from Adar Rishon, Aleph Adar Rishon, until Aleph Nisan, is Bishasah Shisin Yomen. There's going to be 60 days, and they're going to forget. They say, I got plenty of time. That's too early of an announcement. And for, same thing with Klayim. Klum Amru Yotzin Afal Klayim. What was the reason why we sent people out about Klayim? Lo Kadei Shehu Hatzmachim Nikarim. So it must be the time when things begin to grow. It's spring. Now, Im Omer et At Ba'adar Rishon. If you said an Adar Rishon, which we now know it's because spring is not here yet, that's why you add another Adar. Ad Kadon, from Aleph Adar Rishon. Until Nisan, it's in an Dekikin. They're still very small at this time, and no one's going to pay attention to any of their growths, so it's unnecessary. It's going to accomplish nothing to have a Hachrazos of Kalayim and Shkalim on Aleph Adar Rishon. Okay. The Gemara now continues, says, Rabbi Chizkiah Shal Me'ata. So the interesting Shal here, the statement is really a, even though it says shal means to ask, it's really a statement. And the Daklin Chadasin, one of the Mefarshim, very important parish on Shkalim, he says that what it means here, shal, he asked in the Beis Medrash if they agree to what he's about to say. Now, he explains that no one would ever ask in the front of the Beis Medrash unless they were certain that they were right. So he was saying, do you agree with me? So he wasn't really asking a question for an answer. It was rhetorical, and he's expecting them to agree. So this is really viewed as a statement. So let's say, Rabbi Chizkiah Shal, he said, Me'ata, B'nei Bavel, Mashmim al Hashkalim, Me'rosha Shel Charif. Since they have much longer to get their Shkalim from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, we should already start making announcements of the Shkalim all the way back in Charif, from the beginning of the winter's month. Lo, is it not because lo kadeshia view Yisrael Shiklein Bonasam? We need to ensure that they send the Shkalim in the right time. So that they should also be part of the Karbanos of the new fiscal year, which begins Aleph Nisan. Gemara asks a question. Heisiv Rabbi Ula Kume Rabbi Mana. And again, a number of also different, interesting, we call Ula in the Bavli, Ula is called just Ula. He doesn't have smicha there, but here in the Yushalmi, Rebbe, he gets a smicha here. Now, the truth is, really, we find many places, those who did not have the title Rebbe or Rav, sometimes they're called just Hillel or Shammai, they were even greater than those who actually had Rebbe titles. I don't remember why this is, but someone once told me many years ago, Rav Schechter was learning in NTSY Kolo. I think it may have been with Grayshauer, his first name, Josh. I think it was with him, and he Rav Schechter learned when he's there. He learned with like little high school kids, and so Rav Schechter was like telling this idea that sometimes people who were actually greater didn't have the title Rebbe. They were called a Hillel. They were called Shammai. So Josh asked him, "So new, so what are Rav Schechter? Why do people call you Rav Schechter?" He says, "My friends call me Heshi." So there's the idea. So for some reason in the Bavli he was called Ula. And in the Yushalmi, it's called Rebbe Ula. So it asks, Heisiv Rebbe Ula, Kumei Rebbe Mana. He asked in front of Rebbe Mana the following question. So right now, what we're assuming is that in Bavel, they made one announcement of Shkalim in the beginning of the winter's man, so that they should send the Shkalim to Eretz Yisrael on time. So he asks the question, V'hatanina, we have a Mishnah. This Mishnah appears, it's later on in Shkalim, actually. Bishlosha Prakim, Bishana, Tormin Et Halishcha. There are three times a year where they would actually separate the funds to use for karbanos. They didn't take it all out of one shot. Let's take, you know, the $100,000 we need for the entire year from the beginning. No, there are three times they took it out. Which times they take it out? Pras, Pesach, Pras, Prus, really. Prus or Pras really means like a piece of bread. It's Paris, it's broken. So half a month. So 15 days, it means 15 days before Pesach is when they take the first shum out, which is Aleph Nisan. Right, Aleph Nisan is 15 days before or so. And then Pras Atzeres, around 2 weeks before Shavuos, they would do another separation. And Pras Achag, and around Rosh Hashanah time, 2 weeks before Sukkot, they'd take another time. So what was the reason to have three separations? So Amar Lei, Neymar Elan de Kavrin Beparis HaPesach, it must be those who are craving, those who live close to Eretz Yisrael, who got their funds there in time. They were part of the first Pesach separation of the funds. And Elan, the Rechok, and those who were a little bit further, who it took a little longer for the Shkalim to get to the Beis HaMikdash, they were Peros HaTzaris. They were 2 weeks before Pesach, before Shavuos. Vilan, the Rechok, and Minan, those were even further, let's say Bavel, Peros HaChag, they didn't get the Shkalim to Eretz Yisrael and Beis HaMikdash until right before Sukkot. So we see that, no, everyone had one announcement. It was Aleph Adar. And everyone, whenever they got there, they got there. They didn't adjust when the Mashmim Shkalim is. The Mashmim Shkalim was always Aleph Adar. It was delayed when their funds got there. So that's against what we suggested above. Above, Rabbi Chizkiah suggested that no, everyone would get it Aleph Nisan. There's one time a year, the fiscal year. But they would actually move the Chraza early and earlier, depending on where you came from, which just goes against the Mishnah of later on. So the Gemara answers on top of Beis. Beis as follows. Amar Lei, Kulak Achasiba. Not true. They all got there at the same time. Really, in Bavel, they did have their announcement back on the beginning of Zman, Chorif Zman. So, and they all separated all the money. They separated the money in the beginning of Aleph Nisan of the fiscal year. So, Lama Amru B'Shlosha Prakim. So, why then does a Mishnah later on in Perek Gimel Shkalim tell us that they separated it three different times? It goes against what we're saying here. So, the Gemara answers, Kidei Lasos Pumbei Ladavar. Pumbei Ladavar means they wanted to make a big scene. They weren't really separating it, but this reminds me of another Gemara in Yuma that talks about, based on the Pasuk in Tehillim, don't remember the Pasuk in Tehillim, But the Gemara says there is payasos. They had four payasos every single day. And they gathered together. The Kohanim would stand around here, and then they do a 21st finger, whatever. They'd pick a number, and whoever got landed on, he would be the do the next avoda. So they do this four times. And the Gemara asks, why do they do this four times? Why not just do it one time? And the Gemara says they wanted this to be certain, this noise, this busyness feeling in the base of Mikdash. They running around, they all got back together. They went off to do the avoda, they got back together again. There's a lot of busyness going on to create this impression of a busy day in the base of Mikdash. So in a similar way, they wanted to do, to create this whole big fanfare of the using of the shkalim. And what was the reason for this? So they explained in the Taklin Chadasim, they wanted the Kila to realize that when they go to do Alila Regel, that they should see that their money is being used for the Kabanos, and they should have a lot of pride in that, and make sure that they should be participating in sending their shkalim. Okay. The Gemara now says two lines down. Rabbi Huda bar Pazi b'shem Rabbi, hein nikra v'lo nivas. So he says an interesting line here, which is understood to mean that how could hein means here, how could you read the following psukim, the following stories, and not get scared? How can you not get scared by the following? What's he talking about? The Tova, with respect to something positive, it says kol nidiv leif. Who participated in the nedavos of the Beis Hamikdash? Only those who were nediv lev, which were limited. Not everybody. Only those in nediv lev. As opposed to lera, when it came to something negative, when it came to the egal zav, it says vayisparku kolam. Everybody would participate in the ra. So when it came to tov, only the nediv lev, but ra, everyone the kolam. So that's a very scary idea, says Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi. And then Latova, what does it say? Yotze Moshe Ta'am. That Moshe, for something positive, Moshe went out to the Am. What's the context of this pasuk? This is referring to Kabbalah Satorah. He wanted to be mezariz them to get ready to go greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe had to wake them up. However, when it comes to the case of Ra, V'tekevun Eli Kuchem, and they all came to me. This is referring to what? It's referring to the Meraglim. When they wanted to send Meraglim, they all came to Moshe. When something evil, they were self-inspired. When it came to something positive, Moshe Rabbeinu had to inspire them. Then furthermore, it says, the Tova, when it comes to something positive, Az Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael. Only after Moshe began to sing, did Bnei Yisrael respond and sing along with him. But when it came to something lera, Batisa Kola'eda, when it came to the story of Korach, so then everybody partook, or rather the Meraglim, Kola'eda, they all cried together. Everyone was upset. And then further, it says, Amar Rabbi Chir Ba'aba, Achein Hishkimo, the Pasuk says, Hishchisu. Achein Hishkimo, it's a Pasuk that appears, where's this Pasuk from? Tefanya, referring to the Drasha, Achein Hishkimo means Hishchisu, they woke up early to destroy, to mess things up. There's a reference to, they were learning, Shekol Ashchasa, Shayu Osin, Bashkama Hayu Osin Asa. Anything bad that they did, this is referring to the Egal Zav, was early in the morning. They woke up early in the morning to be involved in Averos. As opposed to mitzvahs, we need to be Mizari's people. It wasn't so pashit. So this is the thing, these are the psukim that Rebbe had read that he trembled from. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Acha, a very scary statement, Ein at yachal lamod al ofyo she'umazo. You cannot understand the nature of such a people, because nitzbarin le'egel v'nosin, nitzbarin le'mishkan v'nosin. You don't understand them? Not true. You're not really giving them the benefit of the doubt. They were asked to participate in the Egel Zav, and they did. But they were also asked to participate in the Mishkan, and they did that as well. So they were equal. It wasn't that they were, heavily weighted on, interested in Ra. No, it was equal. They were struggling with two different things, but it wasn't, you were overemphasizing their involvement in the Ra. It wasn't really true. It's really Shavat. Tatana, the Gemara, quotes a Braisa, Rabbi Yechir by Abba. He says, Mahada Masnisa, that's what the Braisa says, Vasisa Kapar Zav Tahor. You should make the Kaparis the top of the Aron, it should be made from pure gold. Yavo Zav Shel Kaparis, Bichapir Al Zav Shel Egel. That the giving and the participating, the dedicating the Mishkan should come about as a Kapara for the Egel Hazav. And this, of course, is a very important Gemara in Yushalmi, Because there's a big discussion whether the Mishkan, whether the all karbanos is something that's lichatchila, or it's only bidiyevet. According to the Ramban, the Mishkan was only a reaction to the Egal Zav. It was bidiyevet. As opposed to other Mepharshim explaining, no, this is very much lichatchila. This is the way to bring the Shechina down to this world. Regardless of the Egal Zav ever happening, we're always supposed to build the Mishkan. But this Yushalmi seems to indicate, at least, again, this is not referring to the entire Mishkan, but at least the Kaporas Zav Tar was there to be mechaper for the Egel Hazav. And the Gemara now says, Rabbi Chagai B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon ben, who is it?
Nachman,
okay. That Shalosh Shumos Nemru, huh?
Shmuel
bar Nachman. Shalosh Shumos Nemru B'Parsha Zos. It says the word Shuma three times in this particular Parsha. It says Chumas Adanim when it comes to the different pieces of the Mishkan, and Chumas Shkalim and Chumas HaMishkan. So these are three Chumas. It says Daber El Bnei Yisrael V'Ikhuli Chuma Zu Chuma Adanim. That's referring to the dedication of the Adanim as part of the walls of the base of the Mishkan. Me'eis Kalisha Shiyedven Elibo Tikkues Chumasi. That's the next mention of Chuma Zu Chumas Shkalim. It's referring to the collecting of the Shkalim, which is used for the Karbanos. And the third appearance is V'Zos HaChuma SheTichumitam Zo Chumas HaMishkan. That's a dedication of all other parts of the Mishkan. Chumas HaMishkan LeMishkan for the building of the Mishkan. So Mashi Yirtsu Yasu, whatever you wanted to use when it comes to Chumas HaMishkan, it could be used for any part of the structure of the Mishkan. Chumas HaLishmur, rather Chumas Shkalim, was exclusively used for the carbon only. And Mashi Yirtsu Yasu, Kadeshi Yad Kulan Shava, that has to be for any carbon, as long as everyone has a certain chalik in it. And finally, Chumas Adanim were only used for the Adanim. So these were the three Chumos that appeared in this very parsha. So then the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Hashir lo yarber v'adal lo yamit. A person who's wealthy is not allowed to give more than a shekel, a machzir shekel really. And Adal, a person who's poor, can't give anything less from this. So Amar Rabbi Avon af b'parsha zos ne'mar b'shlosha Chumos. Also regarding these three, the Chumos as well, it says, Ha'ashir l'yarbe hadal l'yamit. It says, Machzir shekel, Chumal Hashem, Yitain Chumal Hashem, Laseis Shumas Hashem. That we're saying here that this pasuk, this Isser of Ha'ashir l'yarbe hadal l'yamit, which by the way is machlokas, whether it's one Isser or it's counted as two separate Isserim, this Isser applies to all three Chumos. When you give Shkalim for the Adonim, you give Shkalim for the Shkalim, and you give Shkalim for the Mishkan, this Isser applies to all three. You have to give exactly the same amount. This way, everybody has an equal portion in all three of these areas. Now, the Rambam is mechadesh here based on this pasuk that if a person wants to give machzir shekel in two separate amounts, he wants to give a quarter of a shekel, then another quarter of a shekel, Rambam holds that that does not work because it says the pasuk v'adal lo yamit. It has to be one shot bivas achas. Okay. Gemara now says b'tefs vav bo. Koronis and Megillah b'krachim. Then the 15th of Adar is when they would read in the walled cities is when they would read the Megillah. So the Gemara says, Lo kein amar Rabbi Chalbo, Rav Huna Rav b'shem Rabbi Chanina, Rabba Hakol Yotzen b'Yudal Shuzman Kriaso. So he's telling us that no, everyone's Yotzei on Yudal against Amisha. Amisha says the 15th, but he holds that everyone reads on the 14th. Lo ba el la metcha. Shekol ha-mitzos ha-no'agos ba'adar sheni ein no'agos ba'adar rishon. This is just coming to tell me that all the mitzvahs that are practiced in Adar sheni, they are not practiced in Adar rishon. So what's the saying here? What's this din? He's learning from our he says as follows. Our Mishnah says the same thing. Our Mishnah isn't saying anything different. Even the Mishnah holds that the Ikkar reading is supposed to be in the 14th. What it says here, that by reading the 15th, is telling me as follows. That again, Lo Ba El Medcha, it's coming to teach me that all those things, the Shekol HaMitzos, all the readings, the Megillah, and all the Mitzvahs of Purim, that were in Ha'agos Ba'adar Sheni, that were kept in Sheni, Ein Ha'agos Ba'adar Rishon, are not being kept in Adar Rishon. That's all it's telling us here as well. Right, so I'm not sure. I'm looking at the... It's not because of Yerushalmi. If you look down here, it's a bit confusing. You look down at the Taklin Chadasin, the widest lines. If you go down to five wide lines, it says in the bold, HaKol Yotzin B'Yud Dalet Shuzman Kriyaso. So he writes there, Gam b'nei tesvav shekaru b'yudal yotzen. Even the people of the walled city are yotze by reading on the 14th. So he asks now, v'lama nakin masnisin u'betesvav bo karin. Why doesn't he choose the Iker, the primary time of the 14th? Why does the Mishnah Shkalim only say the 15th? Allah Karchach must be that Sfirle Lemasnisin, our Mishnah holds the Eina Kol Yotzin, Kriyas Yudalid. Not everybody's Yotze Yudalid. So that's the initial understanding. And then the responses go to the next Dibur Maschil. It says, Amr Le Lo Ba, Kolomar, in other words, the Liolam Masnisin Iasya Kirebi Chanina, the Yotzin Yudalid. Really, even our Mishnah in Shkalim agrees that Yudal Yoyote. So Vahad Lo Nakid El Tezvav. So why is the Mishnah only mentioned the 15th? Mishum Shirat Lashmeinu wanted to teach us the Chol Advarim, the Chashu B'Masnisin, the all the things listed in the Mishnah. Shemitzvason B'Tezvav Ba'Adar Ein Noagos Rak Ba'Adar Sheni. So all those that you are Yoti in this on the 15th, you can't do in the first month, only in the second month. So what it's saying here is as follows, that the walled cities ideally should be reading on the 15th. They can be Yotzei by reading on the 14th, b'dieved, as we'll see in just a second. But you would have thought that this whole concept of Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni may be limited only to the 14th, those who read on the 14th, that if they read on the 14th, then Adar Rishon, they have to read again in Adar Sheni. But maybe those who read on the 15th, maybe they would be Yotzei in Adar Rishon, and they wouldn't have to repeat in Adar Sheni. So that's why the Mishnah in Shkalim says that those who read on the 15th, what it means to say is they always have to reread it again on the 15th in Adar Sheni. Again, not such a clear cut idea. This is, again, a very choppy Yishalmi, a bit of Girsel's issues here, but that's the best we could do, at least the best I could do. The Gemara now says, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Acha, Hava Yosvin. There, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Acha were sitting down. And Amar Rabbi Yosi, the Rabbi Acha, he says to him, Lo mistavra el shavar aval lavolo. This only makes sense that the walled cities can be Yotze on the 14th. If it already happened, the shavar, would we say bidieved? Once they read, okay, you're Yotze. Aval lavolo, meaning lechachila, we would not advise the walled cities to read on the 14th. That's the din that Rabbi Yosi says. So the Gemara says, "B'vaha tani makom shenagu lekrosa shnei yamim karin, osa shnei yamim." But don't we say that those cities, such as Tveria, that we're not sure if they're walled or not walled, they should read on both days? Why? If we're really saying that even the walled cities reading on the 14th, they'd be yotze b'dieved, so why should Tveria have to read on the 15th if they read on the 14th? If they were unwalled, so that was their lechachila day. And if Tveria is walled, so we're saying that b'dieved, mashavar, once they read on the 14th, they don't have to read it again on the 15th. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, Of Ana Savar Kain, I also hold this way as well. And Amar Rabbi Mana V'yeus, this is correct. Ilu Mishiyakri B'yadalad, Chose V'kari B'yadalad. He felt that even though Mikar Din, if the walled city read on the 14th, so then they would not have to read on the 15th. I think they should read on the 15th anyways. Why? Because Shema Ein Shomun Lo, and Im At Omer Kein Nimtzeis Oker Zman Krachem B'yadecha. Because maybe all the walled cities are going to end up reading on the 14th, and then we're going to completely do away and uproot the concept of reading on the 15th. So to ensure that never happens, if a walled city read on the 14th, we make them reread it on the 15th to ensure that we never forget that the 15th is supposed to be its own separate day of Purim. Okay, the Gemara, let's finish this next piece, or we'll stop on the top of Daf Gimel. The Gemara says, Tani, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer mitzvos ha-noagos ba'adar sheni, eina noagos ba'rishon. All the mitzvahs that are practiced in Adar Sheni are not practiced in Adar Rishon, meaning if you read Megillah in Adar Rishon, you have to reread it again in Adar Sheni. Same thing with Matanos Levyonim and Shalach Manos. If you did them in Adar Rishon, too bad, you need to redo them in Adar Sheni. With the exception of Chutz Mehesved Vatainis, Shein Shavim Zebazet, they're equal. That in the Adar Rishon, you are not allowed to fast, nor can you eulogize on the Yudal and Tezvav of Adar Rishon. But with respect to all other halachas, it only applies to Adar Sheni and not to Adar Rishon. That's the opinion of the Rashbag. Comes along Rebbe Ba, Rebbe Yirmiyah, B'Shem Rav, Rebbe Simon, Mishum, Rebbe Shubin Levi. Halacha, Kerem, and Shimon Gamliel, that's Rebbe Paskin, that all halachas are in Adar Sheni. So Rav Huna Rabba, the Tziporin, here's the Rav of Tziporin. Amar, he says, Hinhig, Rebbe Chizr, Rebbe Chanina, I don't know who this is, who they say it is? Who is it? Rebbe Chanina. B'tzipurin, that's how we practice in Tzipurin. Kihada did that l'Rashbag. That's how he practiced like Rashbag. So lo amar ela nag halahalachalo. So he's being medayik. He only practiced this way as a minhag, but not as a halacha. Aval inin sharos, when it comes to the world of documents, legal documents, so then kos v'na adar rishon v'na adar sheni. So stam, you write a stam, and right adar rishon as adar rishon adar sheni is called stam. When you write adar stam in a leap year, that always refers to adar sheni, and adar rishon has to be specified as adar rishon. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Adar Rishon is Stam, that's a Stam Adar, as opposed to Adar Sheni Tinyan, you have to write, you have to specify that Adar Sheni is the second one. So they end up being a big machlokas that we paskin with regards to all halachas, Adar Sheni is the Iker Adar. With respect to documents, there's a machlokas, which one's considered the Stam Adar. So it's brought down in many Rishonim that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that with regards to documents, Stam Adar is actually Adar Rishon, even though the halachas, Adar Sheni is the Iker, with regards to Sharos, Adar Rishon is actually the Iker. And there's an explanation to this as well. There's a whole discussion in the Ma'aril about the Yartites, when to keep Yartites. We typically say that the Yartites should be Adar Rishon, not Adar Sheni, but that's a whole discussion in Halacha. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. I think we have a minion.